Welcome to Hollywood Hookups and Breakups. On today's show, we are going to try to uncover something. Like, there is a mystery abound, and we're going to reveal it, and then we're going to see if we can maybe, like, sleuth it out, come down to the end of this celebrity dilemma, and maybe come up with a solution at the end. Who knows? I never know what happens on this show. I'm your host, Cooper Lawrence. My co-host is Vicki Ziegler from Bravo TV's Untying the Knot. This is the Gracie Award-winning Hollywood Hookups and Breakups. Hello, Miss Vicki Ziegler.
Hi, Cooper. How are you?
So, do you feel like sleuthing? You feeling like maybe a little bit of a Sherlock Holmes kind of gal today, by
yeah,
chance?
Yeah, with a little ninja thrown in. I'm all about it. Let's go.
Right. I like the ninja part of it. That's
Let's
the
go.
Best. All right. Okay, so there is a... I guess I'd call the person a celebrity blogger. I don't know how into Tumblr you are. Are you a Tumblr looker?
Not really.
Okay. I think Tumblr is like a younger population. Mm-hmm. I remember a friend of mine's daughter, who was like a senior in high school, saying that she wishes she can live inside Tumblr.
Oh,
like
really?
That's how much she loved it. That was like her
Yeah,
thing.
I mean, you know, periodically, but not something I go to regularly.
Yeah. I think, you know, Tumblr has a wide variety of stuff. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, there's a lot of good porn on Tumblr.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, it's free. It's good. Why not? You know, but I think Tumblr definitely has its place in the mm-hmm. world of teen mm-hmm. and young millennial right. angst, mm-hmm. you know. So there's a Tumblr page that I need to discuss with you because I find this whole thing fascinating. Now, a couple of weeks ago in New York Magazine, The Cut, they interviewed the creator and writer of this Tumblr page. Mm-hmm. It is called... Pop Culture Died in 2009.
Oh.
Okay. That
serious.
Is the name. Yeah. And it's kind of a brilliant concept. The concept of the page is that the real pop culture, the real celebrity stuff, the Hollywood hookups and breakups that were going on were happening up until 2009. That's when everybody started getting on Twitter. That's when Facebook became something that celebrities were not afraid to use. That's mm-hmm. when people started finding their place in everywhere. I mean, Tumblr, whatever. And we stopped seeing stories like Britney Spears going batshit crazy, mm-hmm. shaving her head and hitting an SUV with an umbrella.
By the way, that was the first time I ever went on Bill O'Reilly's show. When she shaved her head and they called me, he needed a divorce expert. And I went on and I was so scared. I was shitting in my pants. But you just reminded me of that.
Wait, so what did you say to him? And what did Bill O'Reilly want to know from you about Britney Spears? And what did you end up saying?
How did it affect, how would this event, when she shaved her head and took the bat and hit the car, how would it affect her custody battle? And would she lose custody of her children in the event that they, that the court deemed her crazy? And, you know, it was interesting because I'm the expert. He's not, but he's a very tall, he's like 6'6", 6'7", very, you know, intimidating guy. And I just went on and was like, started talking. And, you know, it's funny when you look back at the video, I was very nervous and I just kind of was like, but it, you know, worked out well, and it was a nice banter. It was a strange
so
topic
what was,
for
what
him.
Was your answer?
Yeah, listen, I think it could negatively impact unless she gets help. She's immediately medicated, and that there will be supervised visitation until such time as she, you know, gathered her faculties. And, you know, she got help, and that's exactly what happened. And you know what? Everything worked out well, but she's very lucky because it could have turned out a lot worse.
I did Bill O'Reilly's show three times.
Three?
And my first time on the show, I was there to talk about, I forget whether it was Lindsay Lohan or Angelina Jolie.
Okay.
One of those two.
How was your experience?
Well, I am in a different place with him than probably anybody else who goes on his show as a guest who doesn't know him personally. I have a girlfriend who used to date him. So I know a lot about that guy.
Oh, so he was very nice to you.
Yeah, oh, yeah. No, he was, oh, well, he was. No, he was lovely. He doesn't know that I know his ex-girlfriend.
Got it.
I would not reveal that to him. I didn't want to be like, hey.
Guess oh, I didn't know if he knew that or not.
No, no, he didn't know that. But because I do know the ex-girlfriend, because I do know a lot about him, it takes away the intimidation factor for me. So I was not intimidated by him because, mm-hmm. you know, when you know
the real
personal
deal.
Things about somebody, it kind of it makes them a little more vulnerable, a little more real, you know.
Yeah.
So I was able to see him as a man
right.
who was in love with a woman and as a boyfriend rather than Bill O'Reilly, you know.
Right.
He was no longer...
That figure.
Yeah, mm-hmm. that figure.
Yeah.
He was somebody I know was very much in love with, and they had a lovely, sensitive bond. I mean, they had a really good relationship. You know, despite what people think of him, he has a personal side, and it's, you know, he has a softer side, like all men do.
Right. They just don't want to. It doesn't. That persona doesn't come out.
Right.
For the world to see. And what happened? Why did they break up?
I think just it was just one of those things where, you know, I think she wanted more. He wasn't ready to commit necessarily at the time. You mm-hmm. know, it was when he was still on Current Affair, and I think his career was just about to explode, and right. he was in a place in his life that he just. You know, or she wasn't the one, mm-hmm. you know, so I think men commit when they're ready to commit right. to the right person. And I think they had a very nice relationship. Uh-huh. I think they had a good relationship, but I don't think every relationship is forever. And this one wasn't,
right.
you
right.
know, but she has fond memories of him and great stories about him. Mm-hmm. And because I know him as this sensitive, tender, loving boyfriend
right.
and not as this big, intimidating, you know, polarizing figure.
You were so lucky at a leg up.
I felt like I had a leg up. I didn't see him.
Right. In that light.
Right. In that light. And he does try to intimidate you. He is very yeah. big and I'm so little. And, you know, Dr. Lawrence, thank you for joining
yeah,
us.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey, Bill, nice to see you. Thanks for having me. Uh-huh. You know, I'm very like, yeah, anyway. So, so Angelina, let's talk about Angelina, you know, that kind of
right.
thing. But it's good because I was able to be relaxed on his show, which mm-hmm. is why I was asked back so many times. You know,
right.
But it was soon after that the edict at Fox became politics.
Mm.
And he doesn't really do the pop culture thing. He mm-hmm. stopped doing that a long time ago.
Yeah.
So I'm there to talk about pop culture. I have nothing to say about politics. I'm a psychologist, not a talking head like a politics.
So they need you for
not a pundit.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Of course, they always want your expert opinion on why celebrities are doing certain things or, you know, to analyze actions of people. And that makes more sense
right.
to me.
Exactly. So anyway, so getting back to this blog that I think is really interesting. So the philosophy behind this blog, I agree with 100%. I think pop culture in this respect did die in 2009. I think the rise of Twitter, the rise mm-hmm. of celebrities communicating with us directly, the rise of the celebrity blog, the celebrity lifestyle expert was just starting. You know, people like Martha Stewart, where they weren't just a celebrity. They were trying to sell us shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Jessica Simpson went from being a pop star to being a mogul.
Right.
You know, making clothes and shoes and bags. And all of them started doing that. So I think that changed their relationship with us. I think... this was after Paris Hilton, the one night in Paris,
mm-hmm.
when that was a scandal.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was soon after that we saw Kim Kardashian's video, which mm-hmm. everyone thought was put out there specifically to make her famous. And mm-hmm. it was, and it did. And we know that now. But I think the bloom was off the rose by 2010.
That's fascinating.
You know?
First of all, I'm watching you and hearing you talk. You're so smart. No, you really are. It's fascinating to me. You have such a different take on things. And when you read the title to me that pop culture died in 2009, I wasn't exactly sure what you meant. And now that symbiotic relationship that we had with celebrities in a different fashion, because we had to go through a circuitous route to get to celebrities. Now we can reach them. Now you can just tweet to somebody that's famous. Now you can get to know because they're putting out their own information so that you don't get bad reports about
right.
them or things that are untrue.
Exactly.
That is pretty much a brilliant statement and a piece, and I'm fascinated by it because I never thought, I mean, who thinks about these
things?
They're
putting out their own PR now. I mean, Tara Reid, who used to be, you know, the fodder on so much of this stuff, she now follows me on Twitter.
Oh, really?
I tweet back and forth with Tara Reid all the time.
You're like, you're close. You're good peeps right there. Close people.
You know, and she's smart because I'll never say a negative thing about her.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I mean, what is there to say negative about her at this point? She's done Sharknado, which is iconic at this. You know, she's... I actually respect her I was like, for the first time. I never disrespected her, but, you know, I... Fucking
where is she now?
Sharknado is awesome.
What's going on with her now?
Oh, who knows?
What's on her Twitter feed?
She's
very skinny.
Yeah, well, she's always been very skinny. She's always been one of the girls that's been criticized for
right,
her size.
Right, right.
You know? Wait, tell me what your opinion is on the idea while I look up Tara Reid on Twitter, because you want to know what she's tweeting about today. So I will tell you as you... So you talk while I look up.
Okay, great. So we're still talking about the celebrity. This Tumblr story.
Yeah, because I have more to say on it. That's
yeah,
why.
I mean, you gave me a tease. And, you know, I find it interesting that all of a sudden the way we look at celebrities is so different, because it's like you look at Kim Kardashian's posts. We know everything about her. I think she had some, like, her breasts. There was a picture of her boobs really in everyone's face recently. And so there's nothing to really be left for the imagination, because I think these celebrities are putting out what they want you to see. And a lot of it is scandalous. A lot of it is this is who they are, their bodies, what they're thinking, their, you know, Twitter fights with other celebrities. So, right. Yeah, I feel like there's not too much that we need reporters and other people to tell us, because they're telling us their own stories.
Right. I mean, if you look at TMZ, it's really boring. It's like, this person got a car. This person is eating at the Ivy.
And then they tweet. They're like, yeah, I got a car for my brother. Like, it's not even their car. So they're telling us. So, you know, reporting a story and not getting it right starts to discredit that entity, I think. And when you want to hear from the horse's mouth.
The only thing TMZ has over any other site is that Harvey Levin has an in if anything legal is going on. So if anybody was arrested, like the Hulk Hogan thing, he got in on that early.
Right, the police department, he's got an ear.
Exactly. When Prince died, TMZ was all over that story. Right. So he has an in hospitals and in police stations and stuff like that. So I would say that's the advantage they have, but that's about it. There's nothing else in the world of celebrity culture that's happening that we don't see on Twitter, that we don't see them tweeting about, that TMZ, like, what's TMZ going to tell us that I can't see myself?
Right, that you can find out naturally with, you know, one stroke or one click
of
your research.
And by the way, Tara Reid is only tweeting about two things.
What?
Hanging out with her friends and how much fun she has with her BFF.
Okay.
Like, lots of pictures of her and her BFF, like, yay, shopping and hanging out, because she's a socialite now. And Sharknado 4.
Oh, how exciting.
Yeah, she actually a couple of days ago tweeted, Sharknado 4 sets title and premiere date on Sci-Fi.
Ooh.
So she's all focused on Sharknado. That is her thing right now. She fucking owns that shit. Yeah, so good for her.
Good for her is right.
So here's the thing that I want to get to about this pop culture died in 2009. So the philosophy about it, I agree with 100%. Now, according to New York Magazine, The Cut, here's something that I really wanted to read to you that I think you're going to be shocked about. Okay. If you long for the heady days of the mid-2000s when Paris Hilton, Lindsay Lohan, and Britney Spears reigned supreme, look no further than Pop Culture Died in 2009, a masterwork of a Tumblr dedicated to remembering the not-so-distant past when celebrity gossip was good, helmed by an anonymous high school senior. The blog covers the tabloid stars you remember, Lindsay, Britney, the Olsen twins, the ones you don't, Brooke Hogan, Ashley Simpson, and the ones who have risen from the ashes of Paris Hilton, namely Kim Kardashian. So they're claiming that this Tumblr page is helmed by a high school senior.
Wow. How old were they in 2009?
Well, right. Okay, that's actually a very good point. Right. No, you're right. So I have two things to say about this. One is, I knew that it was familiar when I saw this New York Magazine article. I was like, Pop Culture Died in 2009. That Tumblr page sounds familiar. And I went back and I looked, and I think it was 2014, the end of 2014, beginning 2015, there was a pop star by the name of Layla Cole.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. She came out of nowhere. She was all over iTunes, stunningly beautiful. The music was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And people were like, who is this? Where'd this come from? Who's producing this? And kids were picking up on it, and they were downloading her music, and they were getting into it, even though no one knew who she was. Well, Pop Culture Died in 2009. The guy who helms that blog and one other blog decided to investigate. And what they found was that Layla Cole catfished everybody. Whoever said they were Layla Cole, mm-hmm, totally catfished us. Do you know the expression,
yeah,
catfished?
Sure.
Okay. The photograph was a pretty well-known Victoria's Secret model. So when people saw the photograph, they were like, wait a minute. That's some Victoria's Secret model. Not one of the most famous ones, but
right,
one of the other ones.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So first of all, that's not Layla Cole. That's, I forget her name, like Alessandro, something
right,
like that.
Right. D'Ambrosio.
And the music is Jessica Simpson's music.
Come on.
It's Jessica Simpson singing. It's not her famous songs. It's the B-side to a lot of her stuff. And they just changed the title just a little bit. So if Jessica Simpson has a song called I Love My Baby, they changed it to I Love All My Babies or I Love You the most, or, you know, whatever they just changed the title a tiny bit.
So they created somebody out of an pre-existing two individuals.
Right. Somebody did that. And it was Pop Culture Died in 2009 and another blog who uncovered this.
Wow.
Okay. So this guy, for a high school senior, pretty sophisticated.
Pretty scary smart.
Pretty scary smart. So what I did, I thought, okay, we have to have this person on the podcast. Have to. Especially because there's an article right now in New York Magazine. Mm-hmm. It's current. So I send an email to the Tumblr page, and the email address is popculturedied2009@gmail.com. I get back an email from a guy named Matt James. Okay. Uh-huh. Now, I know he wants to remain anonymous, but I think he didn't realize that he had signed up for Google
with his real name
and that Pop Culture Died in 2009 was just another email address that he has.
Oh, my God.
So I write to him and I say, saw the New York Magazine article. I remembered the whole thing with Layla Cole last year. You're a fucking genius. Really want to have you on the podcast. Here's what we do. Here's who we are. Please say yes. And he writes, and I said, we respect your anonymity. You don't have to use a name. We just want to hear your opinion on celebrity and pop culture stuff. And he writes back as Matt James and says, I'm so flattered. Thank you so much. I can't begin to tell you like how much this means to me that you reached out to me and that you're even asking. But I like to maintain my anonymity, and also my voice as well is part of my anonymity. So I don't want to talk on the radio because people will hear what I sound like and maybe figure out who I am and blah, blah, blah. And I hope you understand. And I'm just so grateful. And thank you so much for reaching out. And this means the world. It was lovely and gracious and so sweet. And so like, you're awesome. And I wrote back, ah, damn. Okay. I totally understand. I totally get it. Keep up the great work. We'll still keep our finger on your pulse and whatever I said to him. And, you know, you rock. But then I thought, well, let me just Google Matt James while I'm at it. So I come up with an article that he had written for Defamer, which is part of Gawker, about Aaron Carter from a couple of years ago. So maybe it is a high school senior who, because of this blog and because of its popularity, Defamer and Gawker had him write an article for them, you know, on Aaron Carter. Or we got catfished.
Ooh, I feel like 007. This is interesting. I think I'm going to have to take some time to Google this scenario and this story and this person named Matt James and see, because I don't know. This is so intriguing.
But the question is, okay, so Matt James, common name. Did he make that name up? Maybe that's not even, maybe it is a high school senior.
Yeah.
And Matt James is not his name.
Right.
But he just, maybe his name is like, maybe his first name is Matt, his middle name is James, and his last name is like, you know, Ellington.
Giuseppe.
Yeah, Giuseppe. So Matt James Ellington, a Matt James.
We may not get to the bottom of it. I don't know.
I think this
is going to be a TBD. But I find it fascinating that in this age you can try to be anonymous with all of the social channels and outlets out there today. It's like Sia, who wears that wig and you can't see her face and you're like, damn, I just ripped that thing off. I want to see what she looks like.
Right.
It's really hard to pretend you're somebody else or to hide behind a veil and cloak on the internet. So I'd be really curious to see who this is.
But I understand.
Or is it an old fat person sitting there going, ha ha, I got you.
Or just, you know, or some older woman or older man or older person, you know? So I don't know. I find it really fascinating.
Unbelievable.
I think the Sia example is a good one. So I say, you know, to be TBD.
Absolutely. I think it'll be very interesting to see if we can find out who this person is. I think everyone should read that Tumblr article. It's fascinating.
Yeah, the article is on New York Magazine, and then the Tumblr page is ongoing because he constantly keeps up with pop culture better than we do.
Right, but we're going to keep going.
Yes, we are. Thank you so much for listening to Hollywood Hookups and Breakups. Listen, tell your friends about us because that's how we keep doing this. We'll be back next week, Vicky and I, with another exciting episode of Hollywood Hookups and Breakups. Listen, you guys, seriously, thank you so much for downloading. We love you.